USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is forming a bipartisan commission on international human rights.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers, and activists, Republicans, Democrats, and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs. Will provide me with advice on human rights.
Speaking at the State Department on Monday, Pompeo says the bipartisan panel will review America's human rights role in foreign policy. Billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein is facing sex trafficking charges, according to an indictment unsealed this morning in New York. Epstein is accused of sexually assaulting dozens of girls in New York and Florida for more than a decade and a half ago at his homes in the two states. He allegedly paid the girls for sex and would pay them more if they recruited their friends. Epstein is a registered sex offender who only served 13 months in prison for trafficking underage girls back in 2007. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast, it's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline in the nation increased last week by 4 cents, up to $2.75 a gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about two-thirds of the country saw increases, with 11 of those states reporting a fluctuation of more than 5 cents a gallon.
An overall upward trend in most areas last week. That's as oil prices actually gave up a little bit of ground to close out the week, falling on Friday to about $57 a barrel. That may lead to a slowdown in the increases that we're seeing across much of the country.
Two big earthquakes in Southern California's Mojave Desert have the region on high earthquake alert. The 6.4 earthquake on the 4th of July and the 7.1 earthquake that hit late Friday night were both felt as far away as Phoenix and Las Vegas, and earthquake safety experts say you should have at least 3 days of food supplies on hand in case of another earthquake. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Many Americans now say they can't retire. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Nearly one quarter of Americans now say they never plan to retire, according to a poll that suggests a disconnection between individuals' retirement plans and the realities of aging in the workforce. Experts say illness, injury, layoffs, and caregiving responsibilities often force older workers to leave their jobs sooner than they'd like. According to the poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs, 23% of workers, nearly 2 in 10 of those over 50, don't expect to stop working. Roughly another quarter of Americans say they'll continue working beyond their 65th birthday. According to government data, 1 in 5 people 65 and older was working or actively looking for a job in June. For many, money has a lot to do with the decision to keep working. Among those that are fully retired, 38% say they felt very or extremely prepared when they retired, while 25% said they felt very or not at all prepared.
A federal appeals court will hear a challenge to Obamacare this week that could kill the law. The 5th U.S. Court of Appeals in New Orleans will hear the appeal of a lower court ruling on Tuesday that the Affordable Care Act is invalid. The 2017 ruling was stayed pending appeal, and if the appeals court upholds a ruling, 20 million Americans would have the choice of buying health insurance or not buying health insurance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.